Bedtime Bites presents The Fisherman and the Golden Whale. Once upon a time, in a small coastal village, there lived a young girl named Isla. She had wild, curly hair that danced in the sea breeze and eyes as blue as the ocean. Isla loved nothing more than helping her father, who was a fisherman, on his little wooden boat. Every morning, Isla would wake up at the crack of dawn, excited to join her father on the sea. They would set out just as the sun peaked over the horizon, painting the sky in beautiful shades of pink and orange. Isla's father would cast his nets into the water, and they would wait patiently for the fish to swim into them. One particularly foggy morning, as Isla and her father were pulling in their nets, they noticed something strange. The net was much heavier than usual, and it glowed with a soft, golden light. As they struggled to haul it onto the boat, Isla gasped in amazement. Tangled in the net was a tiny whale, no bigger than a puppy, with scales that shimmered like pure gold. The little whale looked up at Isla with eyes full of worry. "Please," it squeaked in a tiny voice, "please let me go. I'm lost and need to find my family." Isla's father was astonished. "A talking whale, and made of gold, no less. We could sell it and never have to worry about money again." But Isla shook her head. "Papa, we can't keep him. He's scared and needs our help." Her father sighed but nodded, knowing his daughter had a kind heart. They carefully untangled the golden whale from the net and lowered him back into the water. The whale splashed happily and said, "Thank you, Isla. To show my gratitude, I'll grant you 3 wishes, but be careful what you wish for." Isla thought hard about her first wish. "I wish for all the fishermen in our village to always have enough fish to feed their families," she said. With a flick of his golden tail, the whale made it so. From that day on, the village's nets were always full, and no one ever went hungry. For her second wish, Isla said, "I wish for our village to be protected from storms and big waves." The whale nodded and blew a stream of golden bubbles into the air. They floated towards the village and formed an invisible shield that would keep it safe from nature's fury. Isla thought long and hard about her last wish. She looked at her father, who had always worked so hard to provide for her, and then at the golden whale, who was eagerly waiting. Finally, she said, "For my last wish, I want you to be reunited with your family and always be safe from fishermen's nets." The little whale's eyes widened with joy. "Oh, Isla, that's the kindest wish of all." With a happy squeal, he dove beneath the waves. Suddenly, the fog lifted, and Isla and her father saw an incredible sight. A whole pod of golden whales was swimming towards them, their scales glittering in the sunlight. The little whale joyfully joined his family, leaping and splashing alongside them. As the golden whales swam away, Isla's father put his arm around her. "You did the right thing, Isla," he said proudly. "Your kindness has brought blessings to our entire village." From that day forward, the village prospered. The fishermen always had plenty of fish, and their homes were safe from storms. And sometimes, on clear nights when the moon was full, Isla would sit on the beach and watch the golden whales playing in the distance, their scales shimmering like stars fallen into the sea. Isla grew up to be a wise and respected leader in her village, always reminding everyone of the importance of kindness and respect for the sea and its creatures. And though she never saw the little golden whale again, she knew that somewhere out in the vast ocean, he was swimming happily with his family, forever grateful for the little girl who set him free. And so, dear children, as you drift off to sleep, remember,